Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Beginners SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gill from The Plan Success. Today's episode is a bit different. We're going to be comparing Wix, Squarespace, Shopify and WordPress. Sorry, went blank there. And this is an episode request. Last week on Instagram at The Plan Success, I had a lovely follower reach out to me asking if I could do an episode comparing these because they weren't sure what was the right choice for their new blog. I then also actually put out a little request asking if anyone else had any other episode requests, and I got a few answers, which was brilliant. So now I've got a little bank over the next few weeks where I will do each of these episodes. But please, if you've got any ideas or anything you want to learn about for SEO from a beginner's perspective, i.e. taking away all of the silly, stupid jargon, then please reach out to me or on Instagram or give me an email at hello@theplansuccess.com and I'd be happy to accommodate. Because also it means that I don't have to think of ideas. So I don't have to do the keyword research. Because actually, I think you don't know, realize that. But when I'm doing these podcast episodes and researching what ideas I want to do, I am doing keyword research. Keyword research is such a great skill to learn when it comes to all types of marketing, with your Instagram posts as well, or with your LinkedIn posts. You always do need to having that element of keyword research in there, sort of how knowing how to find what people are searching for, what's trending. Also, as always, subtle plug for my course, which teaches you how to do solid keyword research for free without expensive tools. So definitely check that out at theplansuccess.com. Now, like I said, we're going to sort of discuss Wix, Squarespace, Shopify, WordPress, their pros and cons, and what's right for your type of website that you need. Now, first off, let's discuss what the difference is between a website builder and a CMS, because Wix and Squarespace are just website builders versus WordPress and Shopify are website builders and content management systems, or CMSs. And so if you are an e-commerce store, or you're also looking after clients on your website, or you're a directory, or perhaps you need a booking feature, all these sorts of things, then maybe in some cases, WordPress or Shopify might be better. For instance, if you're an e-commerce store, then you're going to need a content management system catering for e-commerce. And so I nearly always say for e-commerce stores that Shopify, which is a website builder, i.e. it helps you build the website and how it looks, the design, and a content management system in one. Whereas Wix and Squarespace are great if you're a freelancer and, you know, you just need to sort of have a few service pages, or you're a small business like a gardener or a restaurant. Again, you just need a few pages explaining your services or explaining sort of what kind of restaurant you are. Then, yeah, maybe Wix or Squarespace are better options for you. But we will dive into when each of these is and the pros and cons of each of them. But that's the difference between a website builder and a CMS, i.e. a website builder just builds the website. A CMS gives you that capability of looking after clients, looking after content, for instance, a very big, big blog or e-commerce store. Also, a big difference between Shopify, Wix, Squarespace, and WordPress is Shopify, Wix, and Squarespace are all managed hosting. Whereas WordPress is, unless you, I think it's WordPress.org, which is self-hosted, or WordPress.com, which is managed hosting. But what the hell is hosting? I can hear you say, don't worry, we're keeping this all beginner friendly. So self-hosting is if you've got a website already and you don't know who your hosting provider is, chances are you're managed hosting. So for instance, every website has, you've got where you build your website, the website builder or CMS. You've also got your domain name. You've also got your actual hosting provider. And these can be three separate bills, which you manage each of them, or you can pay for it all in one. And this is the option that Squarespace, Wix, WordPress.com, Shopify give you. You just give them one lump fee and it will usually pay for your domain name, your actual website, sort of the way it looks, the actual website, and then also where it lives, the hosting provider. Whereas on WordPress.org, you actually need to sort out paying for the domain yourself, and you also need to sort out the hosting provider yourself. Like I said, if you don't know who your hosting provider is, chances are you're managed hosting. But if you're thinking about going down the WordPress route and you're not sure what hosting provider to go for, don't go for GoDaddy, Bluehost, SiteGround, no. These look really attractive pricing, but actually after the first year, they usually hike it up. And then also they're not particularly fast hosting providers, and that's one of the big attractions of going for a self-hosted website is because you can make it a lot faster. My actual favorite hosting provider is Cinderhost, C-Y-N-D-E-R-H-O-S-T, Cinderhost, because they're a lot cheaper. I can have multiple websites on them, and I can also sort of customize one being super fast, pay a little bit more, whereas another website that doesn't have so much traffic, it can be a bit slower, and I pay a very, very affordable amount. I think it's just a few pounds a month for the slower one. And the fast one, I think I pay like £15 a month. So again, still very cheap. But, and I think people get hung up on sort of wanting a fast website, but you only need to worry about having a fast website when you've already done everything else to the max, or you're getting large amounts of traffic. But in that case, if you're getting large amounts of traffic, then you're probably making large amounts of money as well. And in which case, you can probably afford to go choose a pro option on Shopify or Wix or Squarespace, whatever. So don't let the whole sort of self-hosted, managed hosting argument sway you on which side to go. Really, I think it comes down to what you want to use your website for. But let's sort of dive in, and we'll go from easiest to, I don't want to say complicated, easiest to sort of more advanced website options. So starting with Wix, which is probably my favorite for people who are absolute beginners on website. It's a drag and drop option, meaning you don't need to know any code. You literally go on there, you choose your theme, i.e. the way it looks, you upload that to your website, and then you can just drag and drop sort of elements. Say you want to move the title down here, just click it, drag it, drop it, boom, done. You can upload your own pictures instead of the demo pictures they've got. You just need to worry mainly about the images and the copy on the website. And that's all you need to do, which is very, very easy. Now, it does get a little bit more sort of, say you've had your website up for a few years and actually want to change design. Well, chances are on Wix, you probably can't change much. So you can get a little bit annoying about that. In terms of sort of, I don't want to like slate on any of these options because I actually am huge fans of Wix and Squarespace, which I will explain, you know, in a few minutes. Basically, you just don't have a lot of options. So with Wix and Squarespace, you can't then go adding in special code. You can't go then adding in special features. I think they do like a booking feature. But, you know, if you then suddenly decide to turn into an e-commerce store, it'll just become a lot more complicated. But if you're a freelancer or a service-based business or a small local business, Wix is absolutely fine, and don't let anyone tell you different. It's the same with Squarespace, which we'll talk about now, and then I'll explain why I love those two options. So Squarespace is again another drag and drop builder, super easy to use, has a beautiful design, so literally they look so nice. And I think why I love Wix and Squarespace is because a large part of SEO is design, is usability, user experience. And on WordPress, a large part of that you're left to do yourself. And so unless you've, you know, had a fair bit of experience on that, then you're probably going to go a bit off with user experience on WordPress. Whereas with Squarespace and Wix, it's taken care of for you. So you know that element of SEO is already done. However, like Wix, Squarespace can become quite limited. You can add in custom code, and you can to Wix as well, but it's not as easy. And you also can't then go adding in plugins here and there and willy-nilly like you can on WordPress. So again, it just gets a bit limited. With Wix and Squarespace, a major con is that you don't actually own the website. So if you do choose to then migrate to WordPress or a different platform, you need to manually take down the content. Although maybe there's migration services these days that do it for you, but you would need to make sure that you've got all your content, all your copy from each web page ready to move over, because they do technically own the website because it's not self-hosted. So people often always ask me, but aren't Wix and Squarespace bad for SEO? No, complete bollocks. Where Wix and Squarespace fail with their SEO is that they will have an SEO section on the website, which you click, and then it says, you know, choose the meta title for this page. And it will tell you that you need to have like the completely wrong number of characters. And it'll just be like, oh, you need to have like 300 characters in the meta description. No, you don't. You want to have 165 or less. Like literally Google tells you exactly how many characters to put in. And Wix and Squarespace say completely different reasons. And that's because they want to upsell their SEO services that they have, a little extra add-ons or sort of subscription features that you can pay for their SEO features. Don't do that. If you don't do that, but you know how to do keyword research and you know the SEO foundations of what to put on each page, if you don't, my course, which is for $97, it'll teach you exactly how to optimize your website from A to Z, completely page by page. If you know how to do that, then Wix and Squarespace are absolutely fine. Trust me on this. If Google is creating AI tools these days, if Google literally knows what I'm thinking right now, Google can understand your website enough to know where to place it in Google. The main thing that matters with SEO is good design, user experience, which these website builders do for you, and then the actual keywords and copy on the page and creating good content that helps people. So that's what we need to care about with SEO. So when I'm talking about these different options for your business, it doesn't come down to SEO. Instead, it comes down to personal choice. Are you willing to learn technical information, how to sort of use WordPress, and also the type of business you are? So in reference specifically to the lady who reached out wondering if Wix or Squarespace was a good option for a blog, yes. And why is because when you're first starting a blog, you're probably not going to have much traffic. But I don't want you to waste time not putting content out there because you don't understand how WordPress works. I watched my friend try and start a blog on WordPress and she didn't really get it. And it took her so long that she just kind of gave up on her blog. But wouldn't it have been better if she'd just been able to throw up a website within a day, start creating content, and then after, say, 6 months or 3 months, you know, she saw her idea had legs and her traffic was growing. And by that time, she had, say, 20 posts, whatever. She could then manually migrate them all over to a WordPress platform and go from there. I just think it's just all about minimal viable product. Just get a website out there. Because unfortunately, with Squarespace and Wix, you can't put ads on them. At least I don't think you can. Let me just double check that. I tell a lie. It's because last time I checked, you couldn't a few years ago. But now you definitely can put AdSense. So I presume you can also put maybe some other ad networks on there. So if you do want to monetize your website that way, you can still do it on Squarespace and Wix. I just think get your blog out there. Get it out there. Start. Once it starts gaining traction, then you can decide what to do. But it's like, you know, the first pair of Nike trainers. They weren't perfect to start with. Neither is your blog. Your blog won't be perfect. I'm sure Nike changed provide manufacturers a heap of times. In fact, I read the book. They definitely did. I read the book years ago. I can't remember if they did. But I'm sure, you know, they've had developments in their manufacturing since then. They're not still on the equivalent of Squarespace 50 years later. And so just get your website out there, okay? Whether it be a blog or service provider, freelancer, restaurant, whatever like that, then Wix, Squarespace are fine. Now, if you're going to build an e-commerce business, then I will always say that Shopify is probably the best option. And that is because it takes care of all the sort of payment processing. It's already built in there. You don't have to go about adding in Stripe or PayPal, all those types of things. So it's also just, you know, easy to design. It's got that website builder. You can choose your themes again. You only sort of have to like upload your products literally and you're ready to go. So if you're just thinking again, because you're already a brick and mortar store and now you're wanting to expand online, but you're like, oh my God, what a headache having to build a website. Shopify is your friend, okay? It is your friend. And even if you are a brick and mortar website, you can brick and mortar shop. You can also use Shopify as an inventory management system so you can keep track of both your offline and online stock on Shopify. It's also very secure if you're worried about payment, taking payment and people getting hacked, because it's sort of such a well-supported platform. Cybersecurity is really high, and so people will trust you more if you're a Shopify website. I do think Shopify is the best option for e-commerce stores. It's not the option if you're a freelancer or you're a blog or something like that. Don't build on Shopify. But Shopify is great for having a blog. The only thing that annoys me about Shopify is that their URL format is a little bit not great for SEO. But don't let that hold you back. So many times in SEO, people will get held up or like caught up on one tiny issue, whereas you've got to think of SEO as a number of different factors, so many different factors all at once. And when I'm talking about something that will improve your SEO, it's not the be-all and end-all. Remember that. At the end of the day, what do I always say? Build a good quality website that looks good, that serves your target audience and helps them. So yeah, I think Shopify is the option for e-commerce stores. And finally, WordPress. Now, WordPress is the one to go to if you want to learn about websites, okay? So like I said, if you don't want to get stuck on tech, stick with Squarespace and Wix. Turn this episode off now. You've already chosen. Brilliant. Make sure you check out my course or download my free resources as well on the website at The Planned Success that'll help you get started on your SEO journey. But as long as you know your SEO, then you can't go wrong with Squarespace or Wix. However, if you know you want your website to become sort of an international, hundreds of thousands of visitors a month type thing, then perhaps WordPress might be the option, because it's literally endless. You can do whatever you want on there without needing to know much code. You do need to understand how coding works on WordPress, but it's not the be all and end all, because there's so many different themes. There's also website builders that you can add to WordPress, like Elementor. There's also so many different plugins you can add. So any feature you want to add to WordPress, you can add. You want to turn your website into a directory website? WordPress, add a plugin for it. You want to then add a booking feature? Add a plugin. You then also want to add an e-commerce feature? Add a plugin. You can do all of this on WordPress. It's just a much higher learning curve, which I think puts people off, and I don't want it to put you off. If it's putting you off, don't go for WordPress, go for a simpler website. You're just not at that stage yet. It's not worth stressing about. However, if you know you're sort of into your websites, then WordPress is amazing. People sometimes say, oh, WordPress is kind of old these days, it's clunky. It depends on the theme you choose, actually. Some days there's some really lightweight themes out there where the code is really new and written by someone with speed in mind. And so it's actually a really slick website. If you've chosen sort of an old theme, usually free themes as well. So on WordPress, you could choose between a free theme, and then you can also choose between paid themes, and then paid themes, and you can also even get custom themes. So if you have the money to invest in that, you can literally pay someone to create your whole website exactly how you want, with custom code instead of having to use a website builder. I will say, people that talk about sort of getting a website built for them, I don't think you realize how much it costs to get a good website built for you. Website agencies, web developers charge thousands and thousands, tens of thousands to build websites, because it comes down to like SEO. To get it done well, it costs a lot of money. And if it's not costing a lot of money, chances are it's probably offshore, in which case there's nothing wrong with using cheaper countries at all, obviously. But often the way they work is a lot different, and they're just, it's a lot harder to sort of get it exactly how you want. And the time then spent on it, it just multiplies and multiplies. And so it's often not either cheaper, or it's taken you way longer than you thought. So I always say, unless you've got at least £10,000 to build a website, nah, just get it done on Squarespace, Wix, or choosing a WordPress theme. That is what I'd always say. But yeah, WordPress, I love WordPress because it's got so many different options on it and I can make it look exactly how I want. But also it's annoying because then it takes a lot longer to get exactly how I want. But I do also like Webflow. Webflow is becoming bigger and bigger these days. It's, again, not a coding, so it's code-free, but it's just a lot slicker. The design editor tool, what do you call it, the editor? Or the designer tool on it. Than WordPress website builders like Elementor. So I do really like Webflow. But again, actually the limitations on that aren't as open as WordPress. So I still think WordPress is probably my favorite still. But basically what I want you to take away from this episode is that just get a website out there, okay? And I think Squarespace and Wix are absolutely fine if you're, you know, struggling with the technical side of it. And that is all for today. If you've got any questions, please hit me up at Instagram or give me an email at hello@theplansuccess. Download my free resources as well or check out my course. And that's all. Right. Thank you very much.